This is VOA News. Via the remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The number of people who have died from panic at an Indonesian soccer match stands at least 125, making it one of the deadliest sports events in the world. Most were trampled to death after police fired tear gas to dispel riots Saturday. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
Riots broke out after the game ended on Saturday evening with host Arema FC losing to Persebaya. Disappointed after their team's loss, thousands of supporters of Arema reacted by throwing bottles and other objects at players and soccer officials. Witnesses say fans flooded the stadium pitch in protest. The rioting spread outside the stadium, where at least five police vehicles were toppled and set ablaze amid the chaos. Riot police responded by firing tear gas, including toward the stadium's stands, causing panic among the crowd. I'm Zaria Shackley.
In Izium, a Ukrainian city recently liberated from Russian control, dozens of people waited in line Sunday to receive humanitarian aid. People received blankets and bread from volunteers as tanks rolled by. The city is still without electricity, gas, and water. It had been under occupation for 6 months. Sunday, Ukraine claimed full control of the eastern logistics hub of Lyman, Kyiv's most significant battlefield gain in weeks, providing a potential staging post for further attacks to the east while adding further pressure on the Kremlin. The stinging setback for Russian President Vladimir Putin came after he proclaimed the annexation of four regions covering nearly a fifth of Ukraine on Friday, an area that includes Lyman.